You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Tana Weingartner. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was greeted by loud cheers and applause Wednesday night in Sharonville. Trump campaigned alongside former House Speaker Newt Gingrich, who's considered to be a possible vice presidential candidate. Following up on this week's announcement, Hillary Clinton won't face charges related to the personal email server she used as Secretary of State, Trump repeatedly called his Democratic opponent a liar.
The only good thing she's ever done is get out of trouble when anybody else would have been in jail by now.
Marty Judd of Fairfield says he and Trump have the same beliefs.
He wants lower taxes for all Americans. He wants a government that's less intrusive in our lives, a government that empowers people and gives us the opportunity to do, be, and accomplish anything we can. He wants a strong military. He wants to take care of our vets.
Outside the rally, protesters like Dominic LaJoy of Butler County carried anti-Trump signs.
So 60% of what he says are lies, according to PolitiFact, false statements, and pants on fire statements.
Trump will be back in Ohio in less than 2 weeks for the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. CNN reports he'll announce his VP pick sometime next week. Other media report it could be sooner. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.